Common symptoms of adult ADHD. Both child and adult ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, can be divided into two types of behavioral problems: difficulty concentrating, inattentiveness, and difficulty focusing. Hyperactivity and impulsivity. Many people with ADHD have problems that fall into both categories, but this is not always the case. For example, about 2 to 3 out of 10 patients have difficulty focusing and concentrating, but not hyperactivity or impulsivity. This form of ADHD is also known as attention deficit disorder, ADD. ADD is sometimes overlooked because the symptoms may be less obvious. ADHD is diagnosed more often in boys than in girls. Girls were more likely to have only symptoms of inattention and were less likely to exhibit disruptive behaviors that made ADHD symptoms more pronounced. This means that girls with ADHD are not always diagnosed. ADHD in adults can cause unstable relationships, poor performance at work or school, low self-esteem, and other problems. Although it is called adult ADHD, symptoms begin in early childhood and continue into adulthood. In some cases, ADHD is not recognized or diagnosed until the person is an adult. ADHD symptoms in adults may not be as obvious as ADHD symptoms in children. In adults, ADHD may decrease, but problems with impulsivity, irritability, and difficulty concentrating may remain. Symptoms. Some people with ADHD experience fewer symptoms as they age, but some adults continue to experience severe symptoms that interfere with daily functioning. In adults, the main symptoms of ADHD can be inattention, impulsivity, and restlessness. Symptoms can vary from mild to severe. Many adults with ADHD don't know they have ADHD. They just know that everyday tasks can be a challenge. Adults with ADHD may have difficulty concentrating and prioritizing, which can lead to missing deadlines and forgetting meetings or social plans. Uncontrollable impulses range from impatient waiting in line or driving in traffic to mood swings and outbursts of anger. In adults, the symptoms of ADHD are more difficult to define. This is largely due to the lack of research on adults with ADHD. Because ADHD is a developmental disorder, it is believed that it cannot develop in adults without first appearing in childhood. But ADHD symptoms in children and adolescents often continue into adulthood. Inattention, hyperactivity, and impulsivity can affect adults quite differently than children. For example, ADHD tends to decrease in adulthood, while inattention persists as adulthood stress increases. Adult ADHD symptoms also tend to be more subtle than childhood symptoms. Some experts have developed the following list of symptoms associated with ADHD in adults. Carelessness and lack of attention to detail, constantly start new tasks before finishing old ones, poor organizational skills, inability to focus or prioritize, keep losing or misplacing things, forgetful, restless, difficulty keeping quiet, uncomfortable talking omits, and often interrupts others' mood swings, irritability, and transient nature, inability to cope with stress, extremely impatient risk-taking activities, often with little or no regard for personal safety or the safety of others, such as dangerous driving. Conditions associated with ADHD in adults. As with ADHD in children and adolescents, ADHD in adults can co-occur with several related problems or conditions. The most common is depression. Other conditions that may occur with ADHD in adults include personality disorder, a condition in which a person thinks, perceives, feels, or relates to others differently than the average person. Bipolar disorder, a disorder that affects your mood and can swing from one extreme to the other. Obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD, a disorder that causes obsessive thoughts and behaviors. Behavioral problems associated with ADHD can also lead to problems such as difficulties in relationships and social interactions. Lack of focus. Inattention might be the most obvious symptom of ADHD, but it's not just difficulty concentrating. It also means easily distracted, have difficulty listening to others in conversation with an eye for detail, not completing tasks or projects. The other side of lack of focus is hyperfocus. Hyperfocus. According to a small 2020 study, people with ADHD are often easily distracted. They can also have something called hyperfocus. People with ADHD may be so preoccupied with one thing that they may be unaware of something else. This focus makes it easier to forget time and ignore the people around you. This can lead to misunderstandings in the relationship. Confusion. Life can seem difficult for everyone at times, but people with ADHD may have more difficult life experiences than people without ADHD. This can make it difficult for them to keep everything in the right place. Adults with ADHD may have difficulty managing their organizational skills. This can include difficulty keeping track of tasks and prioritizing them logically. Forgetfulness. It's human to forget things sometimes, but forgetting tends to happen more often in people with ADHD. This can include constantly forgetting where you put things or what important dates you need to keep. Sometimes forgetfulness can be annoying, but it's not a huge distraction. Other times, it can be serious. The bottom line is that forgetfulness affects careers and relationships. If they are not familiar with the diagnosis of ADHD and the symptoms associated with the condition, it is easy to mistake it for someone else's carelessness or lack of intelligence. Impulsiveness. Impulsivity in people with ADHD can manifest itself in several ways, including interrupting others in conversation, social inappropriateness, completing tasks in a hurry, behavior without regard to consequences. A person's shopping habits are usually a good sign of ADHD. According to a 2015 study, impulse buying, especially buying things people can't afford, is a common symptom of ADHD in adults. Negative self-image. Adults with ADHD are usually their own worst critics, which can cause a negative self-image. This part is associated with difficulty and other possible symptoms at school, in one's occupation, or in one's relationships. Adults with polymorphic disease can treat these difficulties, such as personal failures or bad results, that can make them see themselves with a negative view. Problems with physical health. According to a 2013 study, several dynamics of the disease can cause a person to ignore his or her good health. Symptoms that may affect your health are impulsivity, lack of motivation, emotional attention, confusion, neglecting physical health can be seen through feeling compelled to eat an unbalanced diet, ignoring exercise, giving up important drugs. Stress and anxiety can also adversely affect health. If health habits are not properly controlled, the negative effects of ADHD may exacerbate other symptoms. Problems with relationships. Adults with ADHD can often have problems with whether they are professional, romantic, platonic functions that adults living with ADHD can often experience include speaking over people in a conversation, not paying attention. It's easy to be bored as a result. People with ADHD may come across as deeply insensitive, irresponsible, uncouth. Anxiety and restlessness. As an adult with ADHD, you may feel like your internal engine can't turn off. Your urge to keep moving and doing things can lead to frustration when you can't do something immediately. This leads to restlessness, which can lead to frustration and anxiety. Anxiety is a very common symptom of adult ADHD, as the mind tends to replay worrisome events repeatedly. As with children, physical signs of restlessness and anxiety in adults can include fidgeting. An adult with ADHD may move around frequently, tap their hands or feet, shift in their seat, find it difficult to sit still. Treatment for adult ADHD. There are available treatment options to help adults with ADHD find the needed support to overcome the difficulties of their condition. If your ADHD is mild, you may want to consider cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, or meeting with a professional organizer. They can help you with things like learning how to get organized. Stick with plans. Finish activities that you start. It's also important to continually work on key practices so that your body is better equipped to handle challenges. These include managing stress, eating a balanced diet, getting enough sleep regularly. Medication may help as well. To learn more about available treatment options and which may work well for you, talk with your healthcare provider. If you or a loved one need help with managing stress and living with ADHD, please contact us and speak to a counselor today.